Sometimes criticised for having a surplus fetish, the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will today explain to you why putting more money in the bank is important. He's arguing Australia's ageing population is the main reason to get back into the black, and he's singling out the post-war baby boomer generation. With more, political reporter Tom Eagledon joins us now. Tom, good morning. Take us through the numbers here as Mr. Frydenberg will argue.
Well, Sabra, he's picked out a few numbers to help highlight this problem, particularly looking back, say, to 2002 when the population aged over 65 represented some 13% of the total population, or about 2.5 million people. Today, that's about 16%, or 4 million people. And going back some 30 years ago, working-age Australians supported about... there were about 7.5 working-age Australians supporting every Australian aged over 65. That number is pretty much halved down to about 4.5 now. So you can really see with those numbers the Treasurer is putting out today the size of the problem here. There's just not enough people in the workforce supporting people who are aged over 65 and looking at retirement, Sabra.
Okay, and what's the Treasurer's solution? He seems to be talking about boomers and the need for people to keep working and not retire.
Well, that's right. There are no easy solutions here, as I'm sure the Treasurer is only too aware. He's really singling out three areas here, Sabra, where perhaps some more work can be done. One is population, of course, bringing in more migrants to the country. They're some 10 years younger than the median age of the population at large. Also talking about participation, and that really is that issue you're talking about there, getting older people to work longer and more into their 60s and 70s. Talking about a bit of extra training to help that happening rather than perhaps forcing people. And finally, productivity, he says, is the big one. And now this, of course, is something the governments have talked about for about the last 20 years. Productivity growth has been slow, so good luck on that one, you would have to say.
Yeah, Tom Eagledon, thank you very much for that.